It is Thursday, May 30th, and I'm speaking with a student named
Emmanuel.
Emmanuel, and can you tell me a little bit about the walkouts that took place, starting with Monday?
On Monday, I didn't go, so I didn't know anything. But on Tuesday, we just started walking out, and, well, we didn't know where we were going at first. And then we heard that PV was locked, so we started heading that way. And I just saw, like, this, when we got there, there was two school running towards each other. So I stopped because I didn't know what was going to happen. And I just saw the police officers, like, rush the kids and start pushing them back. So I just left, and that's all I know.
Why did students walk out of school?
To protest against the immigration laws that want to pass, like, to make immigrants felons. And we don't want that. And some people think it's only Mexicans, but it's, like, all immigrants in general.
So you don't think that's fair, so you walked out of school, right?
Yeah. Just to help protest and see, try to make a difference.
Was there a lot of kids that walked out on Tuesday?
On Tuesday, I heard it was less than on Monday, but it looked like a lot.
Were you at school on Monday?
Yeah, I was.
But you didn't decide to walk out?
No, I didn't.
And what happened with the police on Tuesday when the police saw a group of kids from Watsonville High?
I just saw them, like, move out of the way so they could go to the bridge, and then they blocked them all in. Well, most of them.
For how long were they blocked in?
Just, I guess, enough to, like, get them in the bus and then bring them back to school, and the PVA students to go back to their school.
Were the police violent at all? Did they hit students with batons or pepper gas?
Two of my friends got pepper sprayed. One got arrested and the other one didn't.
Why did they get pepper sprayed and why did they get arrested?
Well, my friend was going to pick up a backpack from his other friend. So they just pepper sprayed him. And then my other friend was going to pick him up, like help him. And they pepper sprayed him too. So that's what they told me.
And what did they do after they got pepper sprayed?
Well, they arrested the other one. The other one just, they pulled him back and that's it.
Do you know what they got arrested for?
I think they told me for denying to disperse or something like that. And something about the public, I don't really know.
And can you tell me a little bit about the law that's trying to be passed exactly and why it is that you oppose it?
Well, I guess, isn't it too that they're trying to build a border from Mexico, right? And to make immigrants felons, throw them in jail or something. I don't think they're criminals, you know, they work and everything. That's why I'm supporting it.
Do you think that the students that walked out, do you think that they knew why they were walking out, or do you think that they were just walking out to skip class?
Well, it was like half and half. Some of them just did it like to get out. And the other one, they knew what they were doing.
What has been the reaction from the teachers and the administration?
Well, they support that we protest, but they don't support that we cut class to do it. Well, they just canceled school right now for tomorrow.
Why did they cancel school for Friday?
They said for safety of the kids, something like that.
Is there a walkout plan for Friday? Well, obviously there's no school now, but were they planning a walkout?
They were.
Have you heard what's going to happen now, tomorrow, since there's no school?
No, I haven't.
Is there anything else that you'd like to say?
That's it. It's like, no more.
All right, thanks for talking to me.
Okay, thank you.